Nicole Holden, welcome aboard. And also Emily Beck, and she is from, of course, the Fargo Theater, the director over there. Welcome, Emily.
Well, hello, my friend. It's great to actually be in your studio tonight. That's so exciting.
The first time you've ever been in here. You've always been on the phone, for crying out loud.
Yeah, this is great.
Well, this show is just going to be... I saw the first 7 minutes. It's posted on my blog if anybody wants to go take a look at it. But it looks like such a phenomenal show. But Nicole, it's kind of your baby. You're the one that got this over to the theater, right? How did this all happen?
Well, it just kind of, I think it kind of snowballed into something bigger than we thought it was going to be. We figured we'd just rent out the theater, invite the community so that the community could really embrace it, and it would just go from there. And then all of a sudden, we ended up getting one of the actors from the show. He plays Beau Monk, so Tom Musgrave is coming. He's a Valley City native, so he went to college here. So now we have an actor that's from the show, which totally wasn't expected, something that we kind of hoped for. But so, yeah, we're excited.
And I understand that our friend here on the show, Diane Miller, had a nice little interview with is it Nick Hawley who wrote
Noah
it?
Noah Hawley.
Noah Hawley, I'm sorry.
Yep, Noah Hawley wrote
he
it.
Was the, he's the guy that wrote the show. Did he direct or write, writer, director, or produced, or was it just a writer?
Producer. I think he's a producer.
I think he had a couple of different titles.
But he did all the writing for the show, and just some of the interviews that we've seen of the cast as they promote it is that it's just been one of the most well-written things they've done. So
by the way, I told Diane, I said, you know, you should have mentioned there's a town named after him just down the road in Minnesota. Spelled the same way, Hawley.
You might like that. You should go take a picture with the sign.
Yeah, you should. You know, maybe he should come next time, too. And there will be a next time, I'm sure. Emily Beck, you've done these type of things before as far as TV shows, but is it something different now that you've gone digital, or do you have to just lay a... How does it work that you can get TV on that big screen?
Well, I believe Nicole was able to form a partnership with Cable One.
Yes.
And so they're helping us out so that we can get the technical end of that working smoothly, hopefully, for the big premiere.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, live television is not what we normally do. But we've definitely done live broadcasts before. And so this will be the first time they're run through the new digital projectors. But I think that only means it'll look even better. So.
Oh, sure. Now, have both of you seen that little 7-minute clip?
I have.
Yep. Nicole showed it to me. It looks great.
What have you thought about it?
I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to pay homage to the slow pace that we have in the Midwest, but it's going to be so brilliant and dark but kitschy. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I think that the mood and the tone that it sets, this could really be something special. And that's what I hope. I hope this becomes the next kind of hot series on television. That could be amazing for this community. You know?
I hope so. I think it's got a good chance. I tell you what, we're going to take our first break right now. When we come back, we're going to play a short clip from that 7-minute audio of that 7-minute clip in just a moment, and we'll tell you more about the big party coming up Tuesday night. Nicole Holden from the FMCVB. Did I get all the letters?
Okay. CVB.
And also Emily Beck from the Fargo Theater. Back in a moment here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Back we are. The hair is happening on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're talking about the big premiere party for the TV show Fargo coming up Tuesday night over at the Fargo Theater. It's kind of a tribe premiere with the help of the Fargo Theater, the Fargo Convention and Visitors Bureau, and also Cable One. Nicole Holden is here along with Emily Beck. We mentioned, of course, just a couple of people in the cast, but we should go through a bunch of the other ones. I mean, there are some huge names in this TV series.
Absolutely.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Martin Freeman. Those are probably the two biggest.
Okay.
But we also have Kate Walsh, Bob Odenkirk, Colin Hanks.
Which is Tom's little boy.
Yes. Yep.
And he plays a sheriff, right? If I'm not mistaken, I think he does.
He plays a cop. He plays a deputy.
Deputy, okay.
And then Bob Odenkirk plays, I think, the sheriff.
And why is it that every time we think of Fargo, they think of snow? I mean, that's what I've seen in this episode. It's always snow. Do you think we have snow 24 days?
It's majestic to those.
We don't. But no, yeah, it's that kind of iconic, desolate landscape from the film. You know,
I read in an article that someone compared it to Siberia with family restaurants.
Oh.
We'll take it.
Well, as I mentioned, on the blog, my blog at kfgo.com, you'll see the first 7 minutes of episode one. I just want to take and play this for you. It's about a minute 40 of that episode. And this is Martin Freeman, who plays Lester Nygaard, and not Lundegaard, but Lester Nygaard and his wife. Is that, I forget her name right now, but we'll check it out for you. And they're at the breakfast table, and he plays an insurance man. Here's how it goes.
She said that I gotta make a meatloaf. I said we'd bring Jell-O salad, but Kitty said meatloaf. So, hun.
What's that, hun?
I said it's Gordo's birthday tonight. We're supposed to be at your brother's at 4 with meatloaf.
Sounds different today, don't you think? Like angry?
I'm washing towels. It's a towel sound. Kitty said they just got one of those fancy European all-in-ones. Says it washes and dries one machine. Can you believe that?
Bet that set them back a penny.
He can afford it, your brother. Kitty said he just got a big promotion after only working there a year. He said they also got one of those fancy new surround sound systems. Guess I married the wrong Nygaard.
Oh.
That's what I said. We had a good laugh.
It's just slow now at the shop.
Oh, hon, that's what you always say, slow.
Well, better get back to it.
You make your own wins. That's what Kitty said Chaz told her. Salesmen make their own wins. You gotta try harder, hon. Smile for Pete's sake. Maybe wear a nicer tie.
You gave me this tie.
Well, if you were a better salesman, I'd have bought you a nicer tie.
So it's very funny, obviously, and it's going to be very mysterious as well at certain points.
Yes.
It's just going to be a great, great show. Now, I was mistaken. This is right, Nicole? It's going to be 90 minutes, the show?
Yes, we just found out it's going to be 90 minutes for the premiere.
90 minutes, okay. So what's going to happen on Tuesday night? Give us the rundown.
So Tuesday night, we want people to get there early, grab their seats. There's going to be prizes to register for, as well as some bars, some Midwestern bars, complimentary of us. The Fargo Theater will have their fabulous concessions. And then we also have the side street coming in to do a cash bar. So okay. You can grab a wood chipper beer, or maybe just PBR, maybe a glass of wine if you're feeling fancy with your flannel on.
Oh, yeah, come in your flannel and your little, what you call it, hats?
Your ear flapper hats. Yeah. Might be too nice for that, but that's okay.
Ah, come on in. Go for it anyway, folks.
Yeah, and then we'll start the premiere at 9, and we'll probably do some prize drawings at during commercial breaks or something. And then Tom will be there. Tom plays Bo Monk in the show. He will be there to do a Q&A afterwards, as well as I'm sure some people want to do some photo ops. And then you can ask him whatever you want, and it'll be great.
And once again, it's a free event, and seating is first come, first serve. So I just have this feeling, folks, come early, because if you don't, you may get turned away.
Yes.
And so be careful.
That's Emily's
about
that. Job.
Emily, I'll ask you, and then I'll ask Nicole as well. We were talking off mic, the wood chipper, famous for the movie. I mean, that's what everybody remembers.
Absolutely.
What do you think might come out of this one?
Oh, I can't wait to see what does. Yeah, I have no idea, but I can't wait to see what comes up. Hopefully something equally as dark and delicious and wonderful, yeah.
Any hints at all, Nicole? Do you know?
Nothing. We've been kind of scouring the articles and the interviews, and even the cast is very hush-hush when comparing the series to the movie, so it's hard to say. I don't know. They're done filming, so they know all the scripts, so that's done.
Yeah, I was upset too, by the way. They didn't film a whole lot this area, did they? It was all mostly in Alberta, Canada, but they still gave us our credit for Fargo.
Yeah, Alberta actually competed with Manitoba for the bid to get the filming rights, to get the film.
Okay. You mentioned, by the way, this is kind of like one big movie this season?
Mm-hmm. It's basically going to be like a 10-hour movie.
A lot
like American Horror Story, where if and hopefully when there's a new series or a new season, it can start fresh.
Okay. And then they start brand new again, okay, the next season. And cross our fingers, some of those big stars will be able to come back for season number 2. I'm looking so forward to this, but I have to work that night.
Yeah.
So we may have to DVR. I don't know. We'll figure something
there you
out.
Go.
So once again, it's 8 o'clock Tuesday night, cocktail hour, 9 o'clock, the show premieres, 90 minutes, then the Q&A with Tom Musgrave. And it's just a whole lot of fun. You got a website people can look at too, right?
Yep. If you go to Facebook, Facebook.com/visitFargoMoorhead, you can go under the events tab. More information with their events.
Okay. Emily, anything from you?
It's on the Fargo Theater's website too, under our events. And we're just so glad that CBB came to us with this, and we get to be a part of this awesome premiere. So we're really excited.
Now that you've been here, I expect you back next time.
Oh, you won't be able to get rid of me.
This is the Mighty 790 KFGO.